George, we've got company.
Good evening, this is Bill Goodwin. Speaking for Lever Brothers, makers of Swan, the new white floating soap that's pure as fine Castile. Well, it's Tuesday night again, time for another pleasant visit with George Burns and Gracie Allen, our guests Pat O'Brien, Jimmy Cash, Felix Mills and his orchestra, and the Swantet. Now meet the people who live in the Burns house, George and Gracie. Well, it's morning at the Burns house, and George is upstairs getting dressed to go to the office. Gracie is in the living room talking to Miss Pringle, a spinster from New England who recently moved in next door.
Where's that precious husband of yours? Still in bed at this hour?
Oh, no, George is up. He gets up early.
Early? Huh. In New England, I'd get up with the chickens. Go to bed with them, too.
My goodness, don't the feathers tickle you?
Your husband's just like all Californians. Lazy.
Oh. Well, don't you like California?
No, don't.
What's the matter with it?
Too far west.
Oh, I'm sorry you don't like it here.
Why did I ever leave New England?
Yeah, why did you leave New England?
Had to.
Why?
Despised it.
Oh, I see.
Oh, good morning, dear. Well, 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 Miss Pringle. And how are you today? Well, you had very short talks with her.
George, I think I'll go downtown with you this morning. I want to buy some nightgowns.
You've got dozens of them already.
But, George, this is a sale. And besides, nightgowns wear out faster at this time of the year. The nights are getting longer.
Gracie, buying a nightgown you don't need is unpatriotic. You see, that's the kind of spending the government doesn't want us to do.
The government?
Mm.
You mean President Roosevelt?
That's right. President Roosevelt doesn't want you to buy a nightgown.
Oh, George, he's never even seen me in a nightgown.
Gracie, what I'm trying to say is this. Everything is scarce now, hard to get. When you buy something, you make it even scarcer and boost the price. The way to keep prices down is to buy only what you absolutely need. Get it?
Well, I think so.
Look, Gracie. Take what you would put into a nightgown and put it in the bank.
You old silly boy.
Gracie, I mean the money. Put the money in the bank.
Ah.
Or better yet, put it in something that yields three times as much interest. War bonds.
Oh, now I see. Well, thanks for explaining it, George. Oh, I guess I've married the smartest man in the whole world.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. There are men smarter than me.
Oh.
Well, if you're going to pin me down. Anyway, don't change the subject. Instead of buying new things, we should make the old things last. Look, where do we keep our old clothes?
Right here in this hall closet.
Hmm. I'll bet we can still use some of this stuff. What's this?
Oh, this is my wedding gown.
Oh, sure. Kept it out of sentiment, huh?
Uh-huh.
I kept the full dress suit I wore, too.
I know. The fellow you rent it from still keeps calling.
What's this over here?
Oh, that's what Mama gave us for our last anniversary.
Oh, really?
Yeah, beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah.
Bet they don't build them like this anymore.
I guess not.
What do you suppose it is?
I don't know.
I hope she tells us one of these days.
Yeah, that would be nice. What's in the box?
Oh, sentimental souvenirs of my girlhood days. Everything in this box has a tender significance. For instance, this piece of cactus.
What's tender about a piece of cactus?
Oh, it taught me the meaning of love. It was in a high school picnic, and Joe Sweeney was my date. For 2 hours, he held me on his lap, and he didn't even know he was sitting in that cactus.
It must have been a tender memory for Joe.
Oh, sure. Oh, and look at this. The first bottle of perfume I ever bought. That was the turning point in my life.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Up to then, I've been trying to attract boys with bath salts.
What's in that box?
More souvenirs. Letters from boys. Pictures of boys. Presents from boys. Notes from boys.
You're sort of boy crazy, aren't you?
Well, all girls are at that age, George. It's normal and healthy, and I was even a little healthier than most of them.
Yes.
Oh, and look, here's a snapshot of a boy I really had a crush on. He was captain of the football team.
He looks kind of familiar. What's his name?
Pat O'Brien.
Pat O'Brien? Is he the movie star?
That's right. He's always in those pictures where the other fella gets the girl and he walks off alone in the sunset.
Well, if you were such friends, how is it you never asked him over here?
Well, I kind of thought you might be jealous of him.
Oh, don't be silly. Why should I be jealous of your high school sweetheart?
Well, because he went to high school.
I see.
But I'm glad I married a self-made man. When other women brag about their husbands, I just sit there and laugh.
You do?
Sure. Because I know that when my turn comes along to brag about you, they're going to laugh.
I say.
I like your looks, George. You have a face with character, an interesting face. And I'm proud when people take me for your daughter.
Thanks, kid.
Well, hi, people.
Hello,
Bill. What goes on?
Oh, a little wartime economy. I'm going to make the old worn out things do for the duration.
Oh, that's good, Gracie. We're all fond of George.
Bill, would you like to go steady?
Oh, and look what I just found in the closet, Bill. A picture of Pat O'Brien and me, taken when he was captain of our high school football team.
Gee, Gracie, that reminds me of my football days. I'll never forget the big game. The crowds yelling, "Come on, Bill, come on, Bill." And me racing down the field, the whole Notre Dame team chasing me.
Well, did you make a touchdown, Bill?
Oh, I didn't have the ball. They were after my swan soul.
Oh, no. No.
Well, sure, Swan's a real All-American, a four-time winner. It's great for your complexion, perfect for bathing the baby, and solid suds for doing dishes and light laundry. Swan is four swell soaps in one.
And you always play football with a bar of Swan in your pocket?
Voted the cleanest player in the league.
Oh.
Where was this, Bill?
In college, Gracie. I worked my way through college, you see, waiting tables in a sorority house. Oh, did I have fun. There were some swell-looking dishes there.
Well, didn't the sorority mother watch you?
No, she'd be in the front room with the girls.
Well, where were you?
In the kitchen washing the dishes.
Oh, the swell-looking dishes.
Sure, that's a picnic with Swan, the new white floating soap. Swan gives you a dishpan full of suds. And look at my hands. They don't get rough and red with Swan. Swan's so mild, it helps protect your hands. Gives them a beauty treatment.
Well, I'm going to the office. Want to share a strap on the bus with me, Bill?
No, George. I think I'll stay here and tell Gracie what a great wartime buy Swan soap is.
Yeah, do that. She never heard about Swan. Goodbye.
Bye.
Well, I'm going to call Pat O'Brien and invite him over. He'll get a kick out of seeing his picture.
Yeah.
And he'll get along beautifully with George, too. Two rugged out-of-door men.
Well, now, wait a minute, Gracie. What's rugged about George?
Well, he's a great hunter and trapper.
Really?
Oh, sure. You know that big bearskin rug we have in the den?
Yeah.
Well, George trapped the mouse that chewed a hole in it.
No fooling. The Swan Tet joins our popular young tenor, Jimmy Cash, in a ballad that's truly heavenly music. Jimmy?
I seem to hear heavenly music. Every time you're near, there's heavenly music. I look at you and suddenly angel voices sing. Bells begin to ring. Things I read in your eyes are true, then you hear heavenly music. your eyes are true, then you hear heavenly music, sweetheart. Now
afternoon in the Burns home, and George is still at the office. Gracie phoned Pat O'Brien, and she's now in the living room awaiting his arrival.
Coming.
Well, here I am.
Well, Pat O'Brien.
Don't move. Don't move. Just stand there a minute and let me look at you.
Like this?
Mm-hmm. Oh, Gracie, you haven't changed a bit. You're just as beautiful as ever.
And you've only seen one side of me. Should I turn around?
No, I'm convinced. Oh, your eyes still have the sparkle of the lakes of Killarney.
Aha, go along with your blarney, Patrick O'Brien, huh?
Don't be after calling it blarney. It isn't the way of an O'Brien to flatter every woman he meets.
Isn't?
Sure, it isn't.
Tis.
I'm telling the truth. This is the prettiest girl you are that I've ever set my eyes upon.
Tis.
Sure, and tis.
Tisn't.
Tis.
Tisn't.
All right, then, tisn't.
Tis, too.
Oh, gee, Gracie. Things might have been different with us if you hadn't married that juggler.
Oh, George isn't a juggler. He's a comedian.
Hello, Dad.
Oh, it's George. George, this is Pat O'Brien.
Pleasure to meet you, Pat.
Thanks, George. Well, how's the juggling game?
Juggling?
Pat thought you were a juggler.
Oh, no. I'm not a juggler.
Say, Gracie, speaking of your husband juggling, remember Jughead Bodkin?
I'm not a juggler.
Oh, sure. Good old Jughead. He was the great big fella, wasn't he?
No, that was Fatso Finnegan.
Oh, that's right. Good old Fatso.
Whatever became of him?
Well, he married Jughead Bodkin's sister.
Oh, really? Wasn't she a swelling girl by the name Annie?
No. You're thinking of Annie O'Toole who married Spud Murphy.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Good old Spud. He was a short, stocky fellow with a mole.
No, that was Knuckles Dugan.
Look,
he married Fatso Finnegan's sister, Rosie. You know, cute little bow-legged girl.
No, you're thinking of Michael Mayer's sister, Fanny, who married Tim McGonagall.
Oh, that's right. Good old Tim.
Look, folks.
Wasn't he the stout boy with the buck teeth?
No, that was Fatso Finnegan.
Oh, sure, good old Fatso. Whatever became of him?
Oh, he married Jughead Bodkin's sister.
Oh.
Folks, my name is Burns.
What?
George Burns. I'm engaged to Fatso Finnegan.
Oh, my goodness, Pat. I'm afraid we're leaving George out of the conversation.
Oh, so we are. Well, Burns, how's the juggling game?
I'm not a juggler.
No, George is a comedian. Nobody can tell a joke like he can.
Thanks, dear.
George, tell Pat the joke about the moron who went through the screen door and strained himself.
Tell it? You...
Go ahead, tell it, dear.
A moron went through a screen door and strained himself.
You don't juggle at all, huh?
No.
Say, Pat, you know who George reminds me of? Millie Rhine. Oh, wasn't she a circus?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Remember what she said to the street cleaner the time he asked her for a kiss?
Oh, I'll say I do.
What did she say?
I thought I'd die.
Yeah. I never heard anything so funny in my life.
What did she say?
I think it was the best crack Millie ever made.
What did she say?
Oh, I forget. What did she say, Pat?
I don't remember either.
Oh, but George, I wish you could have been there.
I wish I were there now.
Oh, my goodness, Pat. I'm afraid we're leaving George out of the conversation.
Oh, so we are. Well, Burns, how's the juggling game?
Look, I'm not a juggler.
Isn't it a small world, Gracie? Millie married a juggler, too.
Oh, no, she married Timmy Conley.
Oh, I thought he married Katie McDonald.
Oh, no, Katie married Pat Houlihan.
Anybody know Sam Newman?
will you say, Gracie?
Yes. Don't you remember Pat Houlihan?
Oh, sure, I remember him.
Well, today he's an alderman.
No.
Yes.
Look, folks.
And remember Tommy Fitzpatrick?
Oh, of course, I remember him.
Well, he's a police captain now.
No.
Yes.
Look, folks.
And remember Frank Casey?
Frank Casey? No, I don't.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I remember Frank Casey. You introduced me to him once. What about him?
Nothing ever happened to him. I'm afraid we're leaving George out of the conversation.
Oh, so we are. Well, Burns, how's the juggling game?
Fine. Juggling game is fine. How would you folks like some ginger ale?
Say, that reminds me, Gracie. Whatever became of Ginger O'Connor?
I couldn't have picked root beer.
Ginger married a man named Sam Root who runs a beer hall.
Nothing would have helped me.
Hey, Gracie, you know, I'm afraid we're leaving your husband out of the conversation.
Oh, so we are. Well, Burns, how's the juggling game?
I gave it up. I'm a magician now. I also have a dog act and I sing.
Say, I think I'll sing right now.
Well, George, if you sing, we won't be able to talk.
I will now sing 15 or 20 songs.
Gracie, sit down at the piano. I'll start with Ain't Misbehavin'.
Oh, good. This is one of his best cats.
Ain't misbehavin' all by myself. Ain't misbehavin', I'm happy on the shelf.
Pat, remember this.
No.
With the tooth and the flute and the twiddle on the fiddle, oh,
oh hopping in the middle like a heron on the quiddle, oh, hopping down, hands around, crossing to the wall.
Oh, happy
is the gaiety of fill the fluter's ball.
You!
Ain't misbehavin' all by myself. Ain't misbehavin', I'm happy on the shelf.
Oh, Pat, remember this. If you would like to see the height of hospitality, the kind of
ain't misbehaving all by myself. Ain't misbehaving, I'm happy.
Time for Felix Mills and his orchestra. Tonight, Felix and his muse take to the pipe the blow of all things on the Swan Show, Bubbles. Well, George and Gracie and Pat O'Brien are still sitting around the living room. And at last, the topic of conversation has changed. No more talk about Jughead Bodkin, Fatso Finnegan, or Spud Murphy.
Pat, do you remember Muscles Malone?
Sure, good old Muscles.
Oh,
Oh, there was a real football player, the greatest our school ever had.
Oh, no, Pat, you were the greatest.
No, Muscles was the greatest.
No, you were the greatest.
I used to play football.
No, Muscles was the greatest. Oh, what a tackler that boy was.
I was a pretty good tackler.
And how he could run interference. I'll never forget the day I carried the ball and he knocked down every man between me and the goal.
Yeah, and one of them was the referee. Tell me, why did he knock him down?
Oh, Muscles didn't trust anybody.
Oh, good old Muscles.
I blew up a bank today.
Yeah, good old Muscles.
Shot the cashier.
Well, what did you say, dear?
Killed a man and blew up a bank.
Oh, that's nice. You know, Pat, I'll bet Muscles was even a better football player than Jack Dempsey.
Oh, sure, even better than Babe Ruth.
Well, how could you compare him to a girl?
I'll answer it.
Well, now, let me go, dear. I don't want to interrupt your conversation with Pat.
Never mind, we're almost talked out. Oh, hello, Miss Pringle.
Where's your wife? Want to borrow a cup of vinegar?
She's inside talking to Pat O'Brien, the movie actor.
Don't like movie actors. Use paint and powder. Sissies.
Oh, hate actors, huh?
I'd like to tell him a thing or two. He wouldn't stay around me long.
Well, 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 come right in.
Oh, hello, Miss Pringle. Oh, I'd like you to meet Mr. Pat O'Brien.
Huh. Well, I'm glad to know you, too.
Miss Burns, I want to borrow a cup of vinegar.
Well, of course, Miss Pringle. I'll give you the whole bottle and you can drink as much as you like.
Don't drink it. Use it for salad dressing.
You know, I'll bet you make a mighty delicious salad, Miss Pringle.
When I want your opinion, I'll ask for it. Sissy.
Huh? What's that?
She hates actors, don't you, Miss Pringle?
I don't like your type either.
Why? Why, Miss Pringle, you're pretty enough to be an actress yourself.
Fiddlestick.
Honestly, you've got the face and figure of a Hollywood glamour girl.
Ha!
Well, you ought to go around in a sweater.
Oh, Pat, why don't you stop?
Now, you keep out of this. What were you saying, Patrick, dear?
Miss Pringle, the vinegar is in the kitchen. Goodbye.
Say, Pat, doesn't she remind you of Maggie Malone?
Yeah, Muscles' Aunt Maggie. She married Danny Hogan.
No, she married Leo Fitzgerald.
Would you people like to see a card trick?
Oh, my goodness, Pat. I'm afraid we're leaving George out of the conversation.
Oh, so we are. Well, Burns...
The juggling game is fine.
Here, take a card. I'll go.
Hi, George.
Just a minute, Bill. Do you know any Irish people in San Francisco?
No.
Ever play football with a character named Muscles Malone?
No.
Okay, you can come in.
What's up, George?
Well, for 3 hours, I've been listening to Gracie and Pat O'Brien talk about old times. I can't get a word in.
Oh, kind of boring, huh?
Boring. Bill, I would throw Pat O'Brien right out on his ear if I weren't such a gentleman.
You mean such an old gentleman.
Anyway, you get the idea.
Well, listen, George, why not give them a dose of their own medicine?
You mean... You and me?
Well, sure. What else? We'll carry on a conversation and leave them out of it. That'll cure them.
Swell. What do we talk about?
Well, you just say to me, what do you hear from Myrtle? And I'll take it from there.
Myrtle?
Yeah, she's a little red-headed riveter I was out with last night. We'll talk about her.
A defense work?
Well, it worked pretty well last night. Oh, you mean the riveting.
Oh.
Yes, the riveting,
well,
yes.
Well, okay, come on, Bill. Now, my cue is... What do you hear from Myrtle?
What do you hear from Myrtle? Right.
Right, Bill.
Oh, hello, Bill. Do you know Pat O'Brien?
Oh, sure. Hello, Pat.
Hello, Bill.
Bill, what do you hear from Myrtle?
Myrtle, the riveter? Well, I'll tell you, George.
Say, Bill, don't you sell swan soap?
Well, yeah. Do you use it, Pat?
Sure.
Don't say.
Sure, I do.
Gracie, Pat uses swan soap.
No.
Yeah.
Bill, what do you hear from Myrtle?
Pat. Did you know that Swan is 4 pure soaps in one?
No, did you, Gracie?
Oh, sure.
Oh, sure. It's a soap for your dishes, light laundry, bathing the baby, or for your hands and face. 4 swell soaps in one. Pure as fine Castiles, too.
Bill, what do you hear from Myrtle?
Bill, tell Pat how great Swan is for bathing the baby.
Oh, and lots of doctors recommend Swan for the baby.
Myrtle, hurt something?
You see, Swan is so mild, so gentle, that it's kind even to a baby's tender skin, so it must be great for your skin, huh, Pat?
Sure, and I've got a skin just like a baby.
Yeah. What do you hear from Myrtle? From Myrtle, you know the riveter, huh?
Say, Pat. that, old man? Did I tell you that Swan, the new white floating soap, breaks in two so you can use half in the kitchen for dishes and cleaning and half in the bathroom for your tub or shower?
No.
Well, you can.
Well, isn't it a small world?
Yeah.
All right, now, what do you hear from Myrtle?
Oh, Myrtle.
Yeah.
Well, say, Bill, is that Myrtle Kelly? Well, yes. Gee, do you know her, Pat?
Sure, I
do. Don't say.
Sure.
Tracy, Pat knows Myrtle Kelly.
No.
Yes.
Out, you much more like
sure. Out.
Benedict Arnold.
Pat, remember Benny Arnold, the football
player? No. Oh, sure. Sure, he coached the last year of muscles and interference for me.
Look, would you people like to play gin rummy?
Gracie, speaking of rummy, Muscle's old man certainly was one.
Yeah, I never met him, but I stepped over him lots of times.
Would you people like to play a little? I'll go.
Good morning, Mr. Burns.
Oh, hello, Mr. Postman.
Is something disturbing your tranquility, Mr. Burns?
Yeah, my wife was in there talking to a guy about their old school days, and I can't get a word in edgewise.
Oh, yes, that can become quite disgusting. When my wife does it, I remonstrate with her.
Remonstrate?
Yes, you know, slugger.
Look, Postman, do you play gin rummy?
Oh, yes.
Well, come on in. We'll play cards and ignore them.
All right.
Well, hello, Mr. Postman.
Good evening, Mrs. Why, Pat O'Brien.
Muscles Malone.
No!
Well, George and Grace will be back in a second. Meanwhile, I'd like to remind you that just because you do your own housework and have your hands in soap and water a good deal, that's no reason why you can't have soft, lovely hands. Just make sure the soap you use is a mild soap. Or, I should say, make sure the soap you use is Swan. And Swan gives you loads of mild, gentle suds. Suds that are really kind to your hands. Swan is pure as fine Castile. Try Swan. It's a great buy anytime, an even greater buy in wartime. Well, here they are again. America's happiest Mr. and Mrs. George and Gracie.
Oh, we're a little late, ladies and gentlemen. Good night.
Thank you, Gracie. Tonight's guest, Pat O'Brien, will be seen starring in the RKO picture, The Iron Major. The makers of Swan, the new white floating soap, join George and Gracie in inviting you to tune in to your CBS station again next week, same time, when we'll have as our guest, Hedy Lamarr. And the following week, Jack Benny. Remember, George Burns and Gracie Allen, CBS next Tuesday night. And now, until next week, this is Bill Goodwin saying, well, I swan, how about you? Good night.
Your ration point, go farther.
Go further.
Go farther.
Your ration point, go farther.
Further
when you're cooking with Spry.
Yes, ma'am. Spry is the shortening that gives lighter cakes, crispy, digestible fried foods, mouth-melting pastry. Cook the Spry way. See those ration points stretch.
It's so easy to remember. And oh, what a buy. Just tell your grocer, I want Spry.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.